Support for Native American Public Telecommunications comes from the Ford Foundation, on the web at fordfound.org.
This is Ben Kramer, production assistant from NAPT in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks for tuning in to the Eros Native Network Producer Profile. Joseph Bruschak, Abenaki, is a traditional storyteller and writer. He is a winner of the Life Achievement Award from the Native Writers Circle of the Americas. He has authored two books on Jim Thorpe. Tom Weidlinger is an award-winning independent documentary filmmaker. 19 of his productions have aired on National Public Television. His films frequently feature themes of social justice and human relations. Nancy Kelsey talks with Bruschak and Weidlinger about their collaborative effort on Jim Thorpe, the world's greatest athlete.
Both of you could touch on how you got involved with the project.
I wrote a picture book for children called Jim Thorpe's Bright Path, and then followed that up with a little novel, a sort of autobiography as a novel of Jim using his voice called Jim Thorpe, Original All-American. So by the time Tom and I got to the idea for this film, I'd been hearing about Jim Thorpe for decades and researching his life intensely for more than 15 years.
I had not heard about Jim Thorpe before meeting Joe. In fact, knew very little about sports and sports history. In fact, you could say I'm kind of a sports idiot. But what immediately kind of touched me about the story was I really wanted to work with Joe Bruschak, and I admired his writing and admired his work. So the fact that he had just written this book about Jim Thorpe and that he wanted to do it was an important consideration. I think the other thing that made it work for me from a filmmaking perspective is that there had never been a serious documentary film made about Jim outside of his role as kind of an American sports icon. No one had really looked at his Native American heritage, his experience at Carlisle Boarding School, and how being Native American played out in that time and place in the sports establishment. So it was clearly uncharted territory for a documentary film. But the fact that Thorpe was famous meant that there was a lot of photographs and a lot of archival material that was available to work with as the ingredients for a film.
Yeah, actually, we had enough to do a 12-hour documentary, which is what my first script would have needed.
How to do this film, were you both able to tackle that immense task of wading through all that information and deciding on what would make it into the film and what wouldn't?
Tom gave me free rein to write a script, and as I said, that script was immensely long. Then, thanks to Tom's excellent suggestions and ruthless editing, we managed to get it down to about an hour-long documentary, which I think does an excellent job of covering the main points in Jim's life.
I also think that because Jim Thorpe is the legend in many ways, you have this sort of interesting problem of trying to figure out who he really was. Joe had already done a lot of this work, but to kind of sift through fact and fiction and different accounts took a long time. And sometimes I felt like the more I knew about this guy, the less I knew about this guy because there's so many conflicting accounts.
People who are born generations after Jim Thorpe, why do you think it's important for them to know something about Jim Thorpe that they might not otherwise know?
Jim Thorpe is, to me, a kind of touchstone of American experience. He was born at a time when the general opinion was that Indians were passing into the sunset. And certainly Jim Sack and Fox People were one of those people who were decimated by many different removals, not just one, and whose land was largely taken from them. And Jim himself was a person of mixed ancestry, several different Native ancestries as well as Irish, and probably some French in there as well. So Jim was a person who, in many ways, was experience in the boarding schools, as a Hollywood Indian, experience on the lecture circuit, and then his experience, to some degree, with activism, touches on the American Indian experience in the 20th century in so many different ways. You can name any important event or any significant person in American Indian history and culture from the start of the 20th century to after World War II, and there'll be a relationship to Jim Thorpe. He was the American Indian's equivalent of Joe Louis breaking the color barrier and developing a following that was beyond that of just American Indian people. He was one of the first great sports idols.
I'm hoping you both can touch a little bit on what you enjoy about this storytelling aspect for you, Tom, through film, and then the various ways that you do that, Joseph.
Storytelling is one of the most basic aspects of being a human being, that we understand ourselves and the world around us and other people through story. So I have devoted much of my life to learning to be a storyteller and to some degree to being a tradition bearer and a storyteller. And in recent years, I've also been working with my other son, Jesse, and trying to do more storytelling in the Abenaki language, which is something I'm very, very involved in right now. We have a website called westernabenaki.com where you can hear the language spoken, stories and songs in the language. You can click on a song I wrote about Jim Thorpe as part of the website that's up, which is a narrative song. I like the idea of telling story through song, and storytelling songs, I think, are something that's part of the human experience and going, again, way, way back, that we would talk about what we had learned, but we would also sing about what we'd learned.
Speaking from a filmmaking point of view, the heart of any good film is a good story. And that's as true for documentaries as it is for feature films, for dramatic films. When we're crafting the Jim Thorpe story, or when I'm working on any documentary, it's not just a question of retelling a chronology of events. It's sort of looking for a pattern in those events that telegraphs a certain meaning that has conflict, that has resolution. If you look at the Jim Thorpe film, there's a lot of stuff about his life that we didn't put in it, because we're trying to tell a good story, and there's no way you can put everything in a film on somebody's life. So there's a lot of choices that go into what parts of history you underscore and tell and what parts you don't. And all that has to do with storytelling and the integrity of a good plot with a beginning, middle, and end.
Tom, can you tell me a little bit about how you first got involved with filmmaking?
Well, I was 16 years old, and I had a high school teacher that lent me his home movie camera. And I went around making movies of all my friends, and I was hooked. And then I studied film in college, and I studied directing at the American Film Institute in Los Angeles in the 1970s. And for a while, I sort of pursued the Hollywood dream. I wrote a couple of screenplays, and I had an agent in Hollywood. But at the same time, I was also working on documentary films and ultimately found that that's more the direction that I wanted to go.
Joseph, had you had any experience prior to this with filmmaking?
My own experience with filmmaking has been kind of interesting. I have a sister whose name is Marianne Lynch, who actually went to NYU Film School with Spike Lee and a number of those directors like Ang Lee, who've become quite famous. So I had someone in my family who was involved in film. And at one point, about 10 or 15 years ago, I won a competition to write a screenplay, which was almost produced but never turned into a film. And I had, over the years, been interviewed numerous times by various filmmakers because of my expertise in terms of certain aspects of particularly Northeastern Native culture.
Since you had been involved with all these other creative things within Native American culture, did you find that, you know, turning to film and being another, I guess, creative career path, was that something that you think that you took too well and you might pursue in the future as well?
Well, my son James has actually started his own little film company and is making films right now. We have our own little film editing studio and high-def equipment. Tom was kind enough to give a few pointers along the way, so I think we will be continuing to doing some things in the documentary vein.
What kinds of topics are you planning on pursuing with this film company? Is this something that will be geared largely or entirely at Native Americans, or what's your aim with that?
Well, my son's company is called On Track Production. And we're working right now on a couple of projects. One is a documentary about contemporary Native American storytellers in the Northeast. And another project is not directly related to American Indians, but sort of indirectly. It's about the deer camps and the traditions of hunting deer in the Adirondacks. And we've got a bunch of other ideas. We want to do a film somewhere down the line about Jake Swamp, who's a Mohawk elder, and Tom Porter, another Mohawk elder, both of whom have been very, very important as traditionalists and speaking for peace and for the survival and continuance of Mohawk language and Mohawk culture.
Tom, can you tell me a little bit about what audiences might be able to look forward to you from in the future?
My next film is about learning differences in high school students learning differences is the sort of politically correct phrase for learning disabilities. This is a film that I shot while I was editing the Jim Thorpe film. I worked with high school kids here in the Bay Area who all were in special ed or had specific learning difficulties, and trained them to use cameras and also gave them a vocabulary and a way of understanding the way their brains work so that they could kind of describe to their cameras their own learning processes and challenges.
I'm wondering if you have any advice for people who might have an idea that they would like to pursue.
The larger question that I always ask people who come to me who want to make a film is, say, who is the film for? Who is your audience? And how are you going to get it to that audience? And you have to really be able to answer those questions and have a plan for that right from the get-go. Because if you don't, if you're not willing to put the effort into it once the film is done, you might as well not start on the film in the first place. So not only making a film, but being able to get it out into the world is as important as the filmmaking process itself.
What about you, Joseph, as somebody who had come into this Jim Thorpe project? Any advice?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people think they want to be a writer because they imagine they're going to be a bestseller. In fact, they start talking about publishing their book before they ever write it. And I think that if you're prey to grandiosity, you're probably not going to succeed as either a filmmaker or a writer, because your expectations are going to be higher than your ability to live up to them. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of attention. In fact, there are two things that I think you really need to think of if you're going to be a filmmaker. One is passion. You have to do it because you love it. You have to be devoted to it. And the other is patience. You can't expect them to happen quickly, and you have to give it the time to make sure that it is done properly. And I think that if you don't have passion and patience, you're probably not going to be successful in making a film. Not everybody has the ability, and it is a question of both ability and determination. And if you have the talent and if you have an idea that other people will be interested in, you just have to stick to it and not let anyone discourage you. Accept good criticism and avoid those people who will just tear you down, because there's a lot of people like that out there in the world too. But a good critic is always someone, as Tom was with me. I loved working with Tom because Tom would not just say, this is bad or this isn't working. He would offer alternatives or give reasons why we should do something a certain way and help me to understand the process, which is the best kind of teaching that anyone could have.
That was Joe Bruschak and Tom Weidlinger. Their film, Jim Thorpe, The World's Greatest Athlete, airs on public TV stations this fall. Be sure to check your local listings.